I'm Alex Chadwick in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. It's been 3 months since the chairman and CEO of the New York Stock Exchange, Dick Grasso, resigned. He did so under pressure after a scandal over his $87 million pay package. Today, the Securities and Exchange Commission approved a series of reforms at the big board. Joining us with details is Tess Figland at the Marketplace Newsroom in Los Angeles. Tess, the biggest change is the chairman and the CEO are no longer the same person.
That's right. All over corporate America, it is that way. The chair of the board of directors and the chief executive officer are the same person. And that's the way it's been at the New York Stock Exchange. But because of what happened with Grasso, the consensus is it just leaves too much power in the hands of one person to oversee the biggest stock market in the world. So they're going to move on to hiring one chairman and one CEO.
What other changes are coming?
Well, as they've indicated before in drafts and other proposals, the plan is to shrink the board of directors and make its members much more independent, not so tied to the companies that are on the exchange. But perhaps more important is what they are not planning to do. The exchange is a business that works with other companies, but it's also supposed to police those same companies that it does business with. And a lot of critics want that function handed off to another body or another agency. John Coffey is one of those critics. He's a business law professor at Columbia, and he says it just leaves too much room for conflicts of interest.
No senior management wants to have scandals occur on its watch. And if there were a succession of scandals that were damaging the reputation of the New York Stock Exchange, they might try to signal or otherwise induce regulators to slow down and be less aggressive.
And, of course, this comes on the heels of a big lawsuit filed yesterday against the exchange by the California Public Employees Retirement System, CalPERS, which is the biggest pension fund in the country.
Tess, time perhaps for your comment on a completely separate story. There's news today of a new free trade agreement between the United States and several Central American countries. This is a big deal, isn't it?
This is a very big deal. This is basically a sister agreement to NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement, which is now 10 years old. You'll remember there was a big meeting in Miami a few weeks ago where they were trying to come up with this CAFTA, Central American Free Trade Agreement. They couldn't then, but now the Bush administration has signed on with El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, and Nicaragua. Costa Rica did not sign on. But now this goes to Congress, but there's actually been some resistance there to extending NAFTA southward, so we'll see what happens in the spring. And today in the Marketplace Newsroom, we're looking at the ramifications of the White House delaying bids for reconstruction contracts in Iraq.
Thanks, Tess. Tess Figland of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace. She joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business, and Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio.